Samuel Augustus Tissot was a world-renowned, often controversial physician of the 18th century. He is known for writing arguably one of the best-selling medical books of the era on general health, and is perhaps most famously recognized for his book on the ills and ailments of masturbation, a work that has stirred significant controversy within the medical world since its first release in 1760. He was born on the 20th of March, 1728, in Grancy, a small village in the canton of Vaud, Switzerland. Raised in an intellectually stimulating environment, Tissot showed early promise in his academic pursuits. He went on to study medicine at the University of Geneva, and later at the University of Montpellier in France, where he graduated in 1749. At Montpellier, under the mentorship of the esteemed François Boissier de Sauvage, Tissot's approach to medicine began to take shape. It was here that he gained not only theoretical knowledge, but also invaluable clinical experience through direct patient observation, something that would set him apart in his later work. His legacy in the medical field is significant, but his most famous and at the time most controversial work was the publication of Onanism in 1760. In Onanism, Tissot argued that masturbation was not only a moral transgression, but also a dangerous medical condition. He wrote at length about the various ailments and conditions manifested as a consequence of excessive self-pleasure, drawing from his own clinical experience with patients and on the writings of others on the subject. In one of his more extreme statements, Tissot even suggested that masturbation could lead to death. Tissot's approach was novel in that he redefined masturbation as a medical issue rather than merely a moral one, attempting to shift the discussion toward health risks rather than sin. This perspective was groundbreaking for its time, combining clinical observation with a broader cultural and medical discourse. The book was an immediate success, quickly spreading across Europe and establishing Tissot's fame. However, it also generated a great deal of criticism. Some contemporaries accused him of sensationalism, while others were alarmed by the way he linked a common sexual practice to such severe health consequences. The fundamental basis behind the idea of excessive masturbation causing illness came from the notion that the body is in a continual state of wasting, and it is the nutrition acquired from food that repairs this wasting. When one engages too frequently in ejaculation, they are using up the body's fluids, which subsequently impairs processes in the body, such as digestion. He writes that physicians of all eras have unanimously acknowledged that the loss of even 1 ounce of semen weakens the body more than the loss of 40 ounces of blood. Tissot echoes the thoughts of numerous ancient Greek philosophers and physicians of both old and modern times to build his case. Drawing from the words of Areteus, he quotes, "Young persons assume the air and the diseases of the aged. They become pale, stupid, effeminate, idle, weak, and even void of understanding. Their bodies bend forward, their legs are weak, they have a disgust for everything, become fit for nothing, and many are affected with paralysis." He refers to the writings of Hippocrates, known as the father of medicine, referring to excessive sexual activity as leading to dorsal consumption. He writes, "This disease arises from the dorsal portion of the spinal marrow. It principally attacks young married people or the licentious. They have no fever, and although they eat well, they grow thin and waste away. They experience the sensation of ants crawling from the head down along the spine. Whenever they go to stool or evacuate their urine, a considerable quantity of very thin seminal fluid escapes from the urethra. They lose the powers of procreation, yet often dream of venereal pleasures." Tissot argues that semen, unlike other fluids like milk or urine, plays an active role in the body's functions, and its frequent loss can disrupt the balance of humours and weaken the body. He also suggests that unlike other bodily fluids, semen is retained in reservoirs and reabsorbed into the circulation if not emitted. This process, he contends, shows that the body is designed to conserve and protect this vital fluid, and its excessive loss, whether through overindulgence in sexual activity or other means, leads to a depletion of energy, resulting in weakness and exhaustion. Tissot's work on onanism, which warned against the dangers of frequent semen loss, can be seen as an early precursor to the modern practice of semen retention, where the deliberate preservation of semen is believed to enhance one's physical, mental, and moral faculties, and ultimately improve one's life. Both perspectives emphasize the importance of conserving this vital fluid for overall health and well-being. Tissot's writings on masturbation and semen loss no longer align with modern medical perspectives, as there is a lack of research to support his claims. However, in contemporary medicine, a condition known as POIS, or post-orgasmic illness syndrome, is recognized, with many of the symptoms Tissot described now attributed to this disorder. While contemporary science has largely moved away from these views, focusing on a more permissive understanding of sexuality, Tissot's observations were not entirely without merit. Personally, I think Tissot's views on how semen loss may deplete the body's energy systems are plausible, though I'm uncertain of the extent to which this affects the body's overall systems. In my own experience, I've found my state of living to be vastly different when conserving semen compared to when expending it through sexual activity. I believe that consciously incorporating semen retention into your lifestyle can truly transform your life.